Track 7. More news stories. Toxic council told to behave, or else. Teignbridge Council, described by one of its own members as toxic, has been told it must behave or face the consequences. External advisers confronted members of the Teignbridge Council with a catalogue of incidents, including swearing in the council chamber, shouting, muting one another's microphones, and walking out of meetings. Beth Bauer, a director of independent advisers, Grant Thornton, told a meeting of the full council their behaviour was unlike any they had seen before in their extensive experience in local government. Now the council will appoint an independent expert to help it get over the problems which have earned it a sharp rap over the knuckles. Independent councillor Richard Dawes, Ambrook, told the meeting, "I've never experienced anything as toxic as this council." The Grant Thornton report said all political groups in the chamber had been involved to some extent, and the council had now been warned 3 times to get its house in order. One meeting of the full council had to be suspended last summer after one member swore at the chairman, and in 2021 another meeting was disrupted after a physical confrontation between 2 councillors. The council's own standards committee has not met for more than 18 months, partly because of behaviour issues on that committee itself. Ms. Bauer said the council's situation is totally unacceptable, eroding public trust and risking bringing the council into disrepute. If things don't improve quickly, further action could follow. Now is the time for reflection and, most importantly, change, she said. The Grant Thornton report makes 6 recommendations. Among them, it said the council should appoint an expert to investigate behaviour which impacts Teignbridge's reputation and working culture, and then develop an action plan to deal with it. It said swearing, abusive behaviour, and lack of respect should not be tolerated, and only councillors with a track record of excellent behaviour should be allowed to sit on the Standards Committee. Council leader Richard Keeling, Lib Dem Chudley, said bad behaviour was unacceptable and he was 100% behind the recommendations. The public don't want to see councillors arguing, he said. They want to see them getting on with the job. But Councillor Dawes, who said Teignbridge is unlike any other council, argued that the advisor's recommendations were one-sided and did not address what he described as a toxic culture between councillors and officers. Councillor Liam Malone, independent, who was involved in the incident which caused the meeting last summer to be suspended, claimed there was a schism between councillors and officers. He went on, "These recommendations aren't going to do anything in practical terms except waste taxpayers' money. This organisation's dysfunction is coming from the top and not the bottom." And Councillor Jane Taylor, independent Kurzweil with Coombe, added, "I don't view it as bad behaviour. I view it as freedom of speech and doing what I was elected to do in this chamber." The meeting to discuss the bad behaviour was in itself heated and bad-tempered at times, leading the council's monitoring officer, Paul Woodhead, to tell councillors, "What we have heard today reinforces the concerns of the auditor." Grant Thornton's recommendations were eventually passed with 28 councillors in favour, 6 against, 2 abstaining, and 2 disputing the legality of the process and deciding not to vote at all.
Something a little more light-hearted now. A pair of sisters from Newton Abbott have raised close to £100 for a charity that helped their grandfather with a cake sale. From a garage of the family home near Ogwell Cross, sisters Darcy and Ebba raised £87 for Rowcroft Hospice, which helped their granddad when he had cancer. The sisters, aged 6 and 10, baked more than 20 cupcakes and made flapjacks, which were sold for £1 apiece and proved very popular. The pair's grandmother, Susan, said she was very proud of her granddaughters. "They enjoyed the baking, not the washing up quite so much," she said. Darcy and Ebba will be dropping off their donations to the Newton Abbott branch of the South Devon Charity in the coming weeks.
Artist John uses wine in his work. When the wine is in, the words flow out, Greek historian Herodotus is purported to have said. But in the case of one Newton Abbott artist, it is not words but works of art that has been flowing. Artist John Skinner has been using wine to create art, and the artist's unique approach to watercolour was showcased at an exhibition in Torquay. It is 4,000 pieces, 4,000 paintings of wine, all painted not with water but with wine. It's totally unique, John said. The paintings vary in size, and some feature people John met while on his travels in England and abroad. Haddon Galleries says it is proud to host John's unparalleled showcase of artistry and that it is honoured to be his chosen venue. Exhibitions are nothing new to John, having showcased his work at exhibition spaces in London, Liverpool and Tynmouth, his stomping ground prior to Newton Abbott. John has previously taken part in Devon Artist Network's Open Studios initiative while exhibiting at Voyage Art Galleries in Tynmouth. Originally hailing from London, John picked up the paintbrush in earnest in his 20s while living in Newcastle. He's been a children's book illustrator and worked on corporate commissions, as well as working extensively in film and television. Spitting Image and Walt Disney were among his impressive list of credits. The John Skinner exhibition opens on Saturday, March the 8th, and runs until Wednesday, March the 12th. I will be doing a demonstration on the Saturday for pretty much the whole day, John said.
Eco plan for 60 home development. A new housing development for more than 60 homes in Bovey Tracy has taken a step closer to becoming a reality as an ecological plan is submitted. The development for 63 dwellings on land off Moreton Hampstead Road was granted conditional planning permission in October 2024. Condition 6 of the planning consent stated that no development will take place without the submission of a construction ecological management plan, or CEMP. And Monday, February the 24th, saw a CEMP submitted to the Teignbridge District Council. A target date of April the 21st has been given for a decision. If the CEMP is approved, the development as a whole will be able to move forward. The development, which has seen a raft of objections, including from Bovey Tracy Town Council, will see Dean House, a large Georgian house, demolished to facilitate the proposals.